From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report.
I'm looking down the Malecón at a lot of apartments, some of them in significant disrepair and some of them beautiful.
Peter Zimbel likes to stroll the charming but really run-down streets of Havana, like the seaside Malecón. They remind him of what's possible in Cuba, but they also reflect what terrible shape the basic infrastructure is in. Or if you're talking about the internet, how virtually non-existent it is.
The woman who runs the apartment in which I'm staying, she was lamenting the fact that she had to walk my visa to a government office to register me as a guest. And it would be so much easier if there were an app for that.
Some people travel to Cuba to drink mojitos. Peter Zimbel goes there to envision apps. Zimbel is a California tech entrepreneur who helped build the internet in Iraq after the U.S. invasion. Now, as the U.S. and Cuba normalize relations, Zimbel wants to do the same in Cuba. And most Cubans can't wait for folks like him to get started. Only 5% of the island's 11 million people have full access to the internet. That's among the lowest levels in the world.
There's really no one you can talk to in Cuba who doesn't believe the internet is going to change their lives, change the situation here.
I spoke with Zimbel by phone as he viewed Havana's neighborhoods through the lens not of a tourist, but of a techie. At one point, he passed one of his favorite private restaurants, La California.
I'm friends with the owners, but except for the neon sign that's flashing with a martini glass, you wouldn't necessarily know of it unless you heard of it word of mouth. I mean, there are very few places you can go to know where the best restaurants are, the best car washes are, and the internet would really tie all of that together.
Like, say, a Cuban version of Yelp. All the various contracts for wiring Cuba, from homes to hospitals, could ultimately amount to tens of billions of dollars. Zimbel has already started a company called Oye Communications. Oye means listen up in Spanish. He considers himself a front-runner to bid on those jobs because he's a specialist in satellite-based internet. That's what largely built the web in Iraq, and it's what Cuba will need, at least early on, since its ground-based wiring is so decrepit. But there's a key difference between Iraq and Cuba.
Here in Cuba, the building of the internet is not a logistical task. It's a political decision.
Only one person can give the internet the green light in Cuba, President Raul Castro, and that could take a while. In the meantime, deciphering how to deal with the island's communist officials means techies like Zimbel need to be versed not just in computer science, but in political science.
My main purpose is to understand how the Cuban government works, at what pace they want to move. But again, you're talking about decades of being stuck in time.
Miami promises to play a big role in getting Cuba wired. There's an emerging tech industry here, and more important, people who know the island and the Byzantine way the regime there operates.
It's a totally different mindset of what and how things should work.
Bert Quesada is one of them, which is why he's a consultant to Peter Zimbel. Quesada is a Cuban-American satellite communications expert, and he's one of a handful of people doing legally sanctioned business with Cuba. He's dealt with the communications ministry and the state telecom monopoly, ATEXA, for almost 25 years. Quesada says there's a lot for U.S. tech entrepreneurs to be encouraged about.
What surprised me the most is the way that the Cubans seem to be on board with this.
On board, he says, but very nervous. The Cuban government says it wants half the population online by the end of this decade, but it's reluctant to give Cubans such a powerful tool of information and empowerment.
I think they're testing the waters. I think this is why they're providing free Wi-Fi for 2 or 3 hours at the La Plaza de la Revolución. I think they are afraid of the pitchforks and the torches, that this is what is going to bring about a change in government.
That means doing internet deals requires more delicacy than any other industry in Cuba.
You can't go in to Cuba waving cash around and saying, I want, I want, I want, I want. You've got to tread very, very lightly, and you have to rely a lot on personal, friendly relationships on the island.
Meanwhile, a bill was just introduced in the U.S. Senate to loosen the U.S. trade embargo and make it easier for American companies to do internet business with Cuba. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage on WLRN.org.